Grace, mercy, and peace are yours from God our Father, through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Let us pray. O Lord, send forth your word into our ears that it may bear fruit in our lives, in Jesus' name. Amen. Long ago, at many times and in many ways, God spoke to our fathers by the prophets. He spoke through Noah and the flood. He spoke a word proclaiming that he would not turn a blind eye to sin indefinitely, but that he would send down judgment when the time came. But he also spoke that judgment would not be the final word. It would not even be the primary word. That word would be deliverance, recreation. As Noah and his family took their place as those tasked with being fruitful and multiplying and filling God's newly redesigned world. He spoke through Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. That was a word of promise. The promise of Abraham's offspring through whom all nations in the world would be blessed. He spoke through Moses, a word of deliverance from Egypt through the waters of the Red Sea. He spoke a word of order and identity, setting in place civil and ceremonial laws that would define what it meant to be the people of God for Israel in days of old. He spoke through Joshua, a word of entry into a new and better life through the waters of the Jordan River. He spoke through Aaron and the priests, a word of substitution, of sacrifice, of forgiveness, of holiness. He spoke through Isaiah, through Elijah, Jeremiah, Amos, and all the rest. A word calling his people to repentance, warning them of the judgment to come, and yet promising them hope and restoration through the remnant that he would protect and bring back to Jerusalem. Yes, long ago, at many times and in many ways, God spoke to our fathers by the prophets. But today is a new day. And in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son. His Son who was with him in the beginning. His Son through whom all things were made, and without whom nothing was made. His Son whom he appointed heir of all things. His Son, who is the radiance of God's glory and the exact imprint of his image. The imprint of his image and the radiance of his glory. Just a few short months ago, Albuquerque found itself in the path of the annular solar eclipse. We were one of the few places on Earth where the eclipse reached totality. We were even treated to the ring of fire, a phenomenon where the moon is so centered on the sun that you can see the glow of the sun just around its edges. Now, I don't know if you saw that or not, but if you did, you certainly had on the special glasses that they were passing out everywhere all around the city, because you can't look straight into the sun without hurting your eyes. You'll damage your eyes. Or if you tried to take pictures of the ring of fire with your cell phone, all you got was a glob of bright light. Didn't actually get the ring of fire unless you had the special filter on your camera. Because you can't look directly into the sun, its brightness is overwhelming. So also, you can't look directly at the Father. His brightness, his holiness is overwhelming. But Jesus is his radiance. Jesus is his reflection. You can look at Jesus. In fact, we should look at Jesus. For now, in these last days, God has spoken to us through Jesus, his Son, who is the exact imprint of the Father. Like a wax seal creates a perfect print. Or like the dye mold at the plastics factory produces a perfectly shaped snowman toy. Or like the official seal from a notary leaves all the right indentations on your official documents. Jesus is the imprint of the Father. He's not the Father any more than the stamp is the ink on the page. And yet in the same way the ink on the page shows you the shape of the stamp, so also Jesus shows you the Father. He reveals the will of the Father, who in these last days has spoken to us by the Son. And what does the Father say through his Son? He says, just as Noah and his family were delivered in the flood of the ark, I am your ark. All who are in me are safe from the wrath to come and are on their way to a new creation. And just as Moses delivered the Israelites from Egypt through the Red Sea, I deliver you from slavery to your sin through the water of baptism. And just as Joshua brought the people of God into their promised inheritance through the water of the Jordan River, I bring you into the new creation through the washing of rebirth and renewal. Jesus says, I am Abraham's offspring through whom all nations of the world are blessed. I am the sacrificial Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. I am the fulfillment of Moses' law. I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father but through me. I am the Word made flesh to dwell among you, sent into the world not to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through me. Long ago, at many times and in many ways, God spoke to our fathers by the prophets, but now in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son. He has spoken peace. He has spoken joy, forgiveness, and hope. And so today we celebrate the birth of the Christ child. But even more than that, we celebrate what that birth means for us. Forgiveness, life, salvation. We rejoice that Jesus, the Word made flesh, reveals the Father to us. And that he presents us to the Father. Just as we can't see the Father apart from Jesus, so also the Father doesn't see us apart from his Son. That's why this Trinity sculpture is such a great visual. You see the eye of the Father looking out at you, but he's looking through his Son. He sees you through Jesus. He sees you through the righteousness that Jesus won in your place. He does not see our success or our failure in our temptation. He sees the righteousness of his Son. He does not hear the hurtful words that we speak. He hears the voice of his Son. He knows not the sins and the grief and the shame that we cling to. He knows only his Son. So, break forth into singing, O Jerusalem. The Lord has comforted his people. He has redeemed Jerusalem. For to us a child is born, to us the Son is given. The Word is made flesh to dwell among us. God has spoken to us by his Son, and it's a message of forgiveness. It's a message of love, a message of hope, full of grace and truth. In Jesus' name, amen.